You're listening to Round Table. Seasonal weight gain varies from person to person, but certain phenomena during the winter season tend to tip the weighing scales in a less desirable direction for most. The Johns Hopkins Weight Management Center in the U.S. found that people tend to gain 2 to 3 kilograms on average during the winter months. Well, I suppose for Americans, there's Christmas holidays. Mm. That means a lot of getting together and eating lots of food. Just like the spring festival period that we celebrate as Chinese people. So, yeah, it's always easy to gain weight when it's that time. But, yeah, why is it that so many people, not all, maybe Tony's the not all people, that this is an issue that's bothering us. We're gaining weight during wintertime.
I feel like it's a lot of people, there's a lot of theories on this, so it's really difficult to pinpoint like what the actual reason is. And a lot of people have this idea that when it gets cold, a lot of times we tend to want to pack on more weight for warmth.
Yeah.
And I believe this is the, it's called like the thrifty gene hypothesis. And that, we store more fat in the autumn and in the winter to help us survive. But I think this has a lot to do with our ancestors during the winter when we, needed to pack on more weight for famine. Because, there's typically a lot less food available during the winter time. But also, melatonin, according to a gastrointestinal a surgeon from Cromwell Hospital on the Daily Magazine, he mentioned quite a few things. And he mentioned also that melatonin is a hormone that's triggered by darkness and makes us feel sleepy and can also have a role in our appetite. So in the autumn and winter seasons, the levels rise. And so a lot of times this hormone will act on our appetite, making us feel a bit more hungry. So this is one factor. And another factor that he mentioned was that levels of vitamin D. And this is something that the sunshine vitamin.
Oh.
And a lot of times in the wintertime, it can affect our weight in winter. The body needs sunlight to synthesize vitamin D. But in winter, there's not so much daylight out. People go outside less. And they, when they do, they wrap up with gloves and scarves. So their skin has less exposure to light. So it appears that lack of vitamin D reduces fat breakdown and triggers fat storage. So I think this has a lot to do with us not, when it's cold outside, I know in Beijing, weathers can get pretty down to about negative 15. I mean, it can get really cold here.
And
on the weekend when I'm not working, I don't want to go out. I'm staying inside because it's freezing. So I think this has a lot to do with us. We're less active. I mean, it's difficult for me. I work out quite a bit. And when it's cold, I don't want to work out. I tend to want to just work out at home, but it's not the same. I don't get the exercise that can, definitely keep my fat level down. And I do gain a little bit of weight in the winter as well. So I think there's a few things at play here.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You will gain lots of weight during the winter time. Because we usually say the two key ways to reduce your weight is control your appetite and also do more exercise. But in the winter time, how can you control your appetite? Because I remember when I was in spring or autumn when the weather is so nice and I can really quit carbs. But in the winter time, I have to eat lots of carbs and to help me survive the winter. Because I do believe by burning the fat around my waist, and it can definitely help me survive the winter. And also, you will become more passive during the winter time. You just imagine after you work and when you walk out of your office building, and the day is already getting darker, and you don't have the motivation to go to the gym afterwards. So this means like you eat more, but work out less, of course you will gain a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's very interesting. In that same article, I guess there's like two different kinds of fat too. There's the white adipose fat, which is what we get from our diet. And this one is mainly responsible for storing energy. And then I guess there's a brown fat. And this one is responsible for burning calories for heat in the body. And of course, you get this fat, surprisingly, you get it from exercise. And the white fat is what we get from mainly our food. But this is, since this only restores energy, it has nothing to do with heat. So a lot of people think that, if I gain more fat, I'll be warmer. But that's not exactly the case.
That's so interesting. Because I thought, strangely, that we're bears in a way. There's definitely the hibernation mode that sort of kicks in for a lot of people during winter time. And maybe to some extent we bought the idea of storing fat, and that will help us fend off the cold weather. But I guess we need to listen to more Roundtable, know a little bit more about science when it comes to such issues. So yeah, we're not really bears, I guess. But the thing is, if we know all these things, and of course there are some people, you know, if you like the way you are, then hooray, that's great. But for some people that want to keep the weight in check, is there something we can do during winter time?
Well, it's not science-based. I can't quote any source on this, but this is just something that I do. I find that it's really difficult for us to sweat when it's wintertime because it's so cold. So sometimes it's good to perhaps do a really hot, go into a steam room or a sauna or a hot bath would suffice. And a lot of times this will generate, you know, a lot of heat in the body. And you sweat a lot, which is really healthy. And you can lose a lot of weight. It boosts your metabolism a lot. So definitely drinking hot tea in combination with taking a hot bath or going into the steam room will definitely help. And this is what I do. I try to do it every week during the winter. So it helps me. So, I mean, this could be something that people could, you know, try.
For me, I think I'm not the right person to give suggestions, but I would try.
You'd rather do.
Yes, for my maybe New Year resolution, I would like to make full use of my yoga mat, do some yoga indoor.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I hope it works this time. And just try to cut on sugar if possible. Try to.
Oh, so hard.
I know.
Sugar comes in so many forms, though. It's
flour.
Hard.
It can make you happy
rice,
in the wintertime.
Potatoes.
Okay. Huangshan, you've successfully convinced me. Yeah, because when it's already gray outside, you just want to give in to a little bit of sugar. That's it for today's Roundtable. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.